Democratic lawmakers who left Texas to break quorum have been speaking out on the Trump-backed Texas redistricting plan in New York, Illinois, Boston, and Sacramento. On Wednesday, they held a news conference in Indiana. Democrat Gene Wu is the Texas House Minority Leader.
You know, Democrats are here breaking quorum and blocking a racist, unconstitutional, and illegal gerrymandering effort in Texas, stopping the D.C. swamp from dictating who we get to vote for.
The Texas House of Representatives has repeatedly tried and repeatedly failed to hold a vote on a mid-decade redistricting map aimed at creating five safe Republican seats for the upcoming midterm elections. They'll try again on Friday, and if they still can't get a quorum, they'll end the special session and immediately begin a new one. Some reports suggest the Texas House Democrats are planning their exit strategy to return to the state. But the Democrats are already claiming a victory by raising attention to the issue.
Eventually, they still might pass these maps. But we're going to do everything we can to, one, wake up America, to try to reignite the fire that is the American people, for us to fight again for what we believe in and what we want. And the second thing is that we wanted to block this legislative session to give the people a chance to speak up and to tell their government, to tell their leaders what they actually want.
It seems the Texas Democrats have indeed ignited a fire. California Governor Gavin Newsom says California will redraw its congressional maps after President Trump failed to respond to a letter Newsom sent urging the president to call off his redistricting efforts. In a social media post, Newsom mocked Trump's social media style, writing, "Big press conference this week with powerful Dems and Gavin Newsom, your favorite governor, that will be devastating for MAGA. Thank you for your attention to this matter." Newsom is planning a special election in November to redraw California's congressional districts. He's also urging Illinois and New York to hurry up with their own redistricting plans. Actions like that are giving Texas Democrats like Wu encouragement.
In the past week, we have heard from California. We have heard from New York. We have heard from Illinois that people are ready to stand up. People are ready to fight back.
The Texas Democrats were joined at their event by Indiana lawmakers. Cherish Pryor of Indianapolis is the Democratic floor leader. She says she's proud to stand with her Texas colleagues to protect democracy.
The position we face today should trouble every American who believes in the promise of this country, who believes in the Constitution, that it matters, and who understands that efforts to redistrict in the middle of a decade is not only unprecedented, it is also morally corrupt.
Democrat Ed Delaney is chair of the Indiana Black Legislative Caucus. He too says he's proud to stand with the Texas Democrats.
Texas is here not only fighting for Texas, they're fighting for Indiana, they're fighting for Illinois, they're fighting for states all over this country. And it is important that we, representatives from the state of Indiana, show up and show them that we have their back.
Democratic proposals to fight the Republican redistricting with Democratic redistricting, fighting fire with fire, have drawn criticism from some good government groups that prefer independent redistricting commissions instead of letting legislatures draw partisan maps. But the group Common Cause has taken a more nuanced position. It says it still opposes partisan gerrymandering, but it also says a blanket condemnation in this moment would amount to a call for unilateral political disarmament in the face of authoritarian efforts. Texas Democrat Gene Wu says they need more states to come to their aid with more aggressive action.
If Texas is determined to do this, if other red states are determined to do this, and to stifle and block the will of the people, and to take away our voice and our power, then we will have other states who will make sure that it does not matter what they do, that we will nullify their actions. We will make it pointless for them to attack our democracy.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.